And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Here's a troubling news story. As Melissa Boughton of NC Policy Watch reported last week, North Carolina law enforcement officials have no idea how many children are in the state's adult jails. While North Carolina recently made progress by raising the age of adult jurisdiction in the criminal courts so that 16 and 17-year-olds will soon no longer be treated automatically as adults, the new law doesn't go into effect until December of next year. So for now, state and county officials are still treating 16 and 17-year-olds as adults and housing them in adult correctional facilities. This is a bad situation on many levels. A Durham teen in adult jail recently committed suicide, and data from around the country confirm that housing children in such facilities is extremely dangerous and counterproductive. But the situation is rendered simply outrageous by the fact that the state sheriff's association, the group tasked with keeping track of things, isn't even doing so because it says it lacks the resources to do it. The bottom line, children's lives are at risk. State and local officials need to get a handle on this problem immediately. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Scoville.